Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Friday morning edition of the Daily News Podcast with me, Matt Peralta at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter at Betting Pros. For Betting Pros on Twitter, audio wherever you get your audio podcasts, YouTube for the video and the offer from BetMGM, always above me on that YouTube video. $10 bet wins you $150 with a new account using the promo code at sign up, Juice150. That's Juice150 at BetMGM, BetMGM.com. Okay, so just kind of a wishy-washy, nasty week. Just not a good week. And hopefully that means we're due for a good Sunday. We've been kind of up and down, 1-1. Purdue is really good, man. And when they hit threes like that, they're almost unbeatable. They're just so big. They need to be off shooting the three, because if they're not, you got to extend. And when you have to extend, that enables their bigs just to go after it. And Iowa had no answer for that. So we got that wrong. But then, man, we got a break and a half. Remind me of this game when we're crying, because Loyola Chicago had just a run at the free throw line. I don't know what Southern was doing. I mean, Southern had a lead and they're up by three with 5 minutes to play. And then it was pretty much a 3-point game going down the stretch, and just they stopped scoring. I don't think they scored a point until 10 seconds left, a worthless, meaningless layup that if you had -5.5 or -6, that was a bad beat. So we get the win for Southern on +6. I told you about the under. That game was ridiculously low scoring, 44-39. The final, the total was 126 or 124. Yeah, 124 was the total in that game. They can almost like play that game twice and still not get to the over of one game that the books predicted. So under came in, Loyola won, which is good for our Loyola bet for them to win the Missouri Valley Conference. But the 5-point win is a 6-point cover for us here. So a 1-1 day. All right. So it's a Friday, right? That means it's time for Don't Bet Parlay Parlay. Here's the thing. Okay. We are 1-0. I'm not going to hit this every week, guys. Okay. Just heads up. Like, we do a +600 3-leg parlay every week. And I hit it last week. Now, does that mean I hit it this week? Probably not. Okay. We always count these things with one unit. So by one unit, we'd be up 6 units on this. So you want another unit back and we're okay. You put a half a unit down, we're up 3 units, like however way you want to do it. Okay. Well, we're not really tracking it. Although I guess they started tracking it. The folks at Betting Pros started tracking the parlay, which is fine. I mean, it doesn't count for the record per se, but if they want to count it, I'm down with it. I bet it. I bet it with you. Okay. So let's start with Phoenix tonight at home against Minnesota. All right. Phoenix has been red hot. Phoenix is not just winning. Phoenix is winning and covering. And we're just going to bet the streak. All right. We're not going to overthink it. We're not going to get too into the weeds here. We're just going to go, all right, Phoenix is at home, and Phoenix is a team that coming off a day's rest. Minnesota playing on a back-to-back. -9 is the current number here for Phoenix and Minnesota. Phoenix is 26-21 against the spread. They're only 11-13 at home, by the way, but winning wise, they just keep on winning. They now have won 8 consecutive games. They have covered in 5 of those 8 games, including their last time out against Utah on the road, where they won by 8 as 1-point dogs. Here they are at home laying 9 on a Friday night. Minnesota currently in a dogfight here up against the Timberwolves. Sorry, against the Golden State Warriors. They were up by 4 at the break. They're currently down by 7 to the Warriors. We're laying 9 with the Suns. Atlanta, the Hawks are at home. Hawks are taking on the Boston Celtics. You haven't been paying attention to the Celtics. They are really an up and down roller coaster ride of a team. Now, Atlanta, historically speaking, Atlanta has been decent at home. The line is 2.5. Okay. Atlanta is 20-27 overall against the spread this season. Boston 23-24-2. They're 12-10-1 on the road. Atlanta 11-12 at home, but Atlanta has won and covered 5 consecutive games. They figured something out. Now, Boston's been playing incredibly well. Boston won by 53 points over Sacramento, killed them by 50, covered by 53 points, or covered by 44 points, won by 53, beat Washington, won by 29, okay, in their last 2 games. I think Boston cools off here on the road against Atlanta. I'm going to take the Hawks. I'm going to lay 2.5. Bet the streak again with the Hawks. five consecutive wins, five consecutive covers, Atlanta minus 2.5. And for the third leg of the parlay, we're going to go to Memphis at home. Grizzlies at home up against the Utah Jazz, who are without Rudy Gobert and without Donovan Mitchell. Okay. They have not been playing great without him. They've been struggling here over the last couple of games. They have lost 5 of 6. They have lost 7 of 9. Not good. Only covering twice in that run. They did on the road cover against Phoenix. 12.5-point dogs covered by, I lost by 6. So they covered that, but then turned right around the game at Phoenix, at home, right, in Utah, laying 1. They lost by 8 in their last game here. Okay. I'm going to go. I have 2 bets on this game, but for the parlay sake, I'm going to look at the total. Utah has been an absolute under machine. They're 1-4 to the over their last 5 games. They are 24-24-1 to the under on the year, 10-13-1 to the over on the road. Memphis is 12-13-1 at home, but the last 5 games, 5 of the last 6 games have gone under since the injuries here to Gobert and Mitchell, they're not scoring. And the last 2 games for the Memphis Grizzlies also have gone under. It's 2-2-1 over the last 5. It's 4-2-1 over the last 6 games, or last 7 games rather, to the under here for the Memphis Grizzlies. So they've been playing slower. They haven't been playing as up tempo. The total is 224 here. I don't think Utah scores enough. Under 224 for Memphis and the Utah Jazz. That is a plus 600 on the nose parlay. Okay. 3 legs, Phoenix minus 9, Atlanta minus 2.5, under 224 with Memphis and the Utah Jazz, plus 600. Don't bet a parlay here for a Friday all NBA edition. Okay. By the way, have you seen the Boise State Fresno State total? It's 117. 117. This is the lowest total I've seen this season. I mean, 121 or 120 is really low. 116 is where it opened. It's now 117 for two defensive basketball teams. I get it, but what is that on a Friday night? That is, I may have to bet the over on that just on principle, because that is ridiculously low. That's, I mean, you just need both teams to score in the mid 50s and you're going to get close to going over that. So like, what in the world? That is, oh boy, that is something. Although Loyola Chicago, I mean, 44-39 was Loyola and Southern. So we just saw a game last night be that type of rock fight. But that's where my first bet's going to come in here. And it's Colorado State at home against UNLV. And I mean, man, you want to talk about under machines. Colorado State is 1-9 to the over, 9-1 to the under here. They're 11-5 on the year to the under, 4-1 over the last 5 to the under, and 5-4 to the under at home this season. This run is remarkable. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9 over the last 10 games have gone under for Colorado State. Total of 153s, 130s, 131s, under Air Force, under San Diego State, under Utah State, under San Jose State, under Air Force, under Nevada. By 10, 4, 28.5, 1, 6.5, 5.5, 14, 5, 7.5. Okay. UNLV's offense is awful. I saw it in person. It is awful. They are on the road, though, 5-2 to the over. So on the road, they've actually been halfway decent to the over. They haven't been winning games, but like San Diego State, they gave up 80. Game went over by 8.5. Against Air Force, they gave up 69. Game went over by 4. Against Fresno State, they gave up 73. Game went over by 11.5 points. Against San Diego State, they gave up, against San Diego, they scored 80 themselves, scoring and went over by 6.5 points. So normally it's because of their defense, but CSU's offense is not that good. Okay. It's just sort of, they're much more of a matchup team. I like this team a lot. I think they cover the 12.5 points. If you want to lay minus 12.5 with Colorado State, I don't mind it, but UNLV's offense is scoring 68 points per game. I don't think against this defense, which gives up 65 points per game, I don't think they get 60 tonight. I really don't. And to me, I think this is like a 75 to 60 type of game here. Total is 141.5. I'm going to keep the trend going. I'm going to bet the streak. UNLV at Colorado State. I'm going under 141.5 here in Fort Collins. I think it's going to be another rock fight. Another really low scoring basketball game between these two teams and between these Mountain West Conference rivals. I don't think CSU's offense is going to score all that much themselves. They're decent shooting the basketball. They're top, you know, five in the country, 49.8% shooting. That's why I think that they win the game and they cover here, just because I don't think UNLV's offense is going to be able to keep up. Effective field goal percentage for UNLV, it's a big stat for me. They're 252nd in the country. Like, yikes, that is not good. Under 141.5, half a unit, UNLV up against Colorado State. And for the other half a unit, we're going to run in here again with Utah and Memphis, and we're going to talk about the line, which is 2.5 at WynnBET at the time of taping. I told everybody on the Discord channel, most books are at 3, which I don't hate. You can bet 3. Don't bet 3.5. You can bet 3. But I laid 2.5 at WynnBET here because, well, you look at Memphis, 32-18-18 ATS. Utah is 21-27-1 to the number. Utah over the last 10 is 2-7-1 to the number, 1-3-1 to the number over the last 5. They have been reeling since the injuries to Gobert and Mitchell. They've won once over their last 6 games and twice over their last 10 games. I don't think they get a win tonight. Memphis has been playing better. They beat San Antonio on the road their last game, lost to Dallas by 13 on a road trip. Against Denver, they beat them by 4 as 3.5-point dogs. Last time at home, though, laying 8.5 to Chicago, they won by 13. Dallas did get them, beating them by 27 points, but they won and covered against Minnesota. They won and covered against Golden State in that the last 4-game homestand that they had. Ja Morant's got MVP hype going around him right now. I'm only laying 2.5 points here with a banged up Utah team that's not full strength. I'm laying the 2.5. Memphis minus 2.5 at home for a half a unit here up against the Utah Jazz. Okay, so the don't bet a parlay at plus 600. Phoenix minus 9. Atlanta minus 2.5 under Memphis and Utah here at 224. And then we're laying the 2.5 points with Memphis in this game, and then Colorado State, UNLV, we're going under 141.5 for a half a unit. Memphis minus 2.5 also for a half a unit. Bet what you want on the parlay. I don't throw a whole lot of money on it. Okay. Like $20. Okay. It's not, I'm just having some fun with it. It's not that big of a deal. So whatever your unit is, you know, bet with your own mind, but don't go crazy. These parlays are very difficult to hit. So this is just a, you know, a three-legger that we like. All right. There's your don't bet a parlay. And your two bets coming up here for a Friday. Saturday, we'll go a little bit deeper, maybe a little bit heavier on Saturday, but then Sunday, we're going to be all in. Okay. Live stream on Sunday, full player props. Again, I'm going to be heavy on the player props. Looking forward to that. Going to have a ton to give you guys and a ton to throw out coming up on the live stream coming up at 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern time on the Betting Pros YouTube channel on Sunday before the big games, the NFC and AFC championship games that we'll be kicking off a little bit later on in the day. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.